As in the title, today, when integrated circuits have made themselves at home in all sorts of amateur electronic constructions, there is a problem with this. However, is it really? Of course, I'm not talking about programmable circuits or specialized ICs designed for a specific application. I'll deal with those containing virtually complete amplifier circuits, which have earned a well-deserved place at the forefront of audio technology. The principle is simple. Instead of building on foot a preamplifier or an equalizer stage using transistors, resistors, capacitors, many of these components can be replaced by one small IC that already contains the heart for the whole. And for a specific application, it requires only a few additional components. At the same time, the quality of a preamplifier made in this way, for example, can surpass even systems from the previous solid-state era. Plus, it takes up less space. So much for the greatly simplified introduction. Advantages abound, but for the amateur electronics technician, sometimes such an operational amplifier is something that one does not really know how it works, and there is no especially way to verify it. Of course, you can take measurements with a meter, check the resistances on individual pins, comparing them with a working, brand new circuit of the same type, but not everything can be explored in this way. So it would be advisable to approach the issue in a different way. To simulate a circuit typical of an operational amplifier, and only then verify whether and how it works. The problem is, however, that no one would likely want to make such a circuit, and moreover, measuring alone takes some time and still does not always give us 100% certainty. Especially if we do not have access to, for example, an oscilloscope. So, is it possible to do things differently? More simply? It turns out that yes, it may not be possible to check the exact catalog parameters in this way, but within seconds, we can verify whether the circuit is working at all. In most cases, this is sufficient. After all, we do not need to check whether the manufacturer's parameters are within a certain tolerance. It is enough to select a dedicated circuit for a specific application. And the catalog parameters? Let's trust that the manufacturer knows what it's doing. So how can we test such circuits for potential failure? As I wrote, it's enough to build a test one, provide it with a socket, 8 or 14-legged socket, and power it all somehow. Since the majority of circuits have a typical pinout system, we do not need to build an individual tester for each. One, or rather three, will suffice for single, double, and quadruple circuits, i.e., those containing one, two, or four amplifiers independent of the power supply in the structure. As for the electronic construction itself, it is enough to build an appropriate number, one, two, or four, of secondary amplifiers, buffers, and to feed their inputs with the signal from the generator. And the signal for these amplifiers from where? For example, from a specialized 555 chip, on which we can easily build a symmetric rectangular waveform generator with a relatively low frequency. A small one, so that we can visually see on the LED circuits connected to the outputs the waveform after passing through the amplifiers. And how do we check that the circuit is working properly? Simple. Since we are feeding a symmetrical and rectangular signal, this is what we can expect at the WO, operational amplifier, outputs. Of course, the circuit itself should be supplied either with a symmetrical voltage from two separate power supplies giving symmetrical voltage at the outputs, but with opposite polarity to each other, or create a so-called artificial ground from a single voltage. Both methods are equally good, although in some respects a symmetrical supply will be preferable. For our needs, however, a single one will suffice. And once upon a time, quite a few years ago, I built such a circuit, out of necessity, because I had Q.